Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns' podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have Alchemy's very own Allison Sarah. She is here talking about Alchemy's latest digital sales and service maturity model, essentially looking at the digital maturity of the financial services industry, which includes obviously banks and credit unions and even neobanks. They cover the whole gamut here, and Allison provides us with some surprising findings that will really raise your eyebrows, so check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, my goodness, look who we have in our virtual studios, Alchemy's very own Allison Sarah. Allison, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Better now that you're here, because we get to talk about some pretty cool research that you guys at Alchemy just conducted. It's called the Alchemy Digital Sales and Service Maturity Model. And and I was going through all the background stuff, some really good information in here I think credit unions can really benefit from. But before we get into some numbers and details and stuff, give us a quick overview on what exactly this research is and why you guys conducted it.
Yeah, absolutely. First, thanks for having us again on the show.
Welcome.
We love being here. So one of the questions we get quite often as a digital banking provider from our clients is the question of what defines digital maturity. And our clients, you know, push us forward to say, look, what's a benchmark look like in the industry? How do I know if I'm ahead of my competitors? How do I know if I'm behind? And what does it even mean? And so we first looked online pretty extensively to see if something like this had already been answered, to see if maybe we could look to an existing source, and sure, couldn't find anything that really answered the question of digital maturity. And so what we did is we used research. We went out to more than 200 financial institutions. About 60% of them are credit unions in the sample, but we also have mega banks in the sample. We have neobanks in the sample. We have top 50 banks. And then obviously we have regional and community financial institutions in this sample. And we asked them a series of questions around not just their technology stack, but their strategy, their culture. We wanted to understand what digital maturity look like at the highest altitude to better understand the outcomes that these institutions were driving and what were the characteristics that bound them based on statistical models we then used to let the data tell the story of the segments that emerged. So think of this as the benchmark that kind of snaps the proverbial chalk lines of what is digital maturity in this industry and financial services. What are the technology, the cultural, the strategic things that bind the more mature organizations? And does digital maturity actually result in greater revenue growth? And yes, you know, just a little spoiler, it does.
It does. I think so too. Yeah. And I think that just goes without saying. But I'm looking at, when I first saw the title of the research here, I was like, when we're talking digital, is it ever mature? Because it's moving so fast. Like, who's mature in this area really now? So, but anyway, I'm sure there are others, because I think in the report there are others obviously that are more ahead than others. And, you know, it's very, the diversity is quite expansive here, right?
Absolutely. And what we did find is that the most mature organizations really have a data-centric mindset and tool set in their culture. So it's not just about the data architecture that they employ to have more personalized capabilities with their members' case, but it's also about the mindset that they have, the strategies that they employ. They imbue data in virtually every decision they make. Mm-hmm. So you see that the most advanced institutions, what really defines them is that data orientation and maturity. But yet, to your point, even the most advanced institutions have room to move, because this benchmark was meant to say, let's cast the net pretty wide so we could identify where are the next opportunities. And I'll give you an example. Mobile account opening, digital account opening, key capabilities for more mature organizations. But the 5-minute account opening setup is still elusive. So when we asked organizations, not just tell me, do you offer account opening and through which channels, what is the average time it takes for a member to set up an account through your account opening? And what we find is even among the most advanced institutions, only 25 to 35% of them are offering the 5-minute account opening experience, which means the vast majority are nowhere near that. And that shows that the industry at large has an opportunity to move more into that Amazon-like experience that consumers have become accustomed to in their other pursuits.
You got a little bit of work to do in that department, it sounds like. Because like you said, that we always compare to Amazon or Uber or any of those types of things, the ease of that. And that's the expectation of the consumer today, right?
So that's exactly
that
right.
Retail environment. So they're going to go to their financial institution and they're going to expect the same thing, if not more. So
that's right.
Boy, that number is really low. Gosh.
Yeah.
So let's get on it. Credit unions. I know you can do it. I know you can do it.
It's an opportunity for all of us, right? We want to know where the next frontier is. So if data is really where you can move forward today, and how do you basically apply data more smartly, and what does that look like? The next frontier, even for those in that data segment, okay, what's next for them? All right, now let's look at even more automation within your existing processes and thinking about removing as much friction as possible while managing, which financial institutions, we both know, have to manage the fraud aspects of this, right? Mm-hmm. So there's going to be that natural friction of the push between how fast can you make this while still being responsible and managing the fraud aspect, which is unique to this industry from many others around it that are just more retail centric.
Yep.
So I think that kind of shows that there's always room to move, to your point about digital maturity is never a done checklist, but there's always opportunity for us to keep advancing.
It's like owning a home. You know, if you want to keep it looking nice, it's never done. There's always
exactly
something to
do. Yes, so, exactly.
I don't want to steal all the thunder of the report, because I want to leave some meat on the bone, as they say. But any other, maybe one or two other findings that really kind of raised your eyebrows in this one?
Yeah, there was one question that, you know, Jim Maroos partnered with us on this report. And one of the questions that he had was, is it about the size of the dog in the fight or the size of the fight in the dog?
Oh.
In other words, are the most mature institutions that way simply because it's kind of hard to compete against a mega bank who has seemingly infinite resources and can just throw a lot of money and bodies at the problem? And so we actually looked at the data to say, do we start to see institutions that defy gravity on either side of the spectrum? Do you see smaller institutions boxing way above their weight that are much more digitally mature? And the converse, do you see larger institutions that are not where they should be vis-a-vis their other large counterparts? And we found is that a quarter of the most advanced institutions digitally in this study had less than $500 million in assets.
Wow, that's
so you really think about that for a second. A quarter of your most advanced have less than $500 million in assets. And what defines them is it's the mindset and the tool set. So they first think about things by being early adopters. They're more likely to monitor app review ratings. They're more likely to describe themselves as results-driven versus just friendly when they talk about their culture. They're more likely to have more automated processes when you look at things like account opening and back office processes. And they're more likely to say that they know their digital banking platform, in this case, is above the rest. Wow. So you start to see them separate from others and get into the highest cohort. And on the flip side, you've got 16% of the least mature digital organizations that have over $5 billion in assets. And when you look at what's holding them back, it's again, their mindset. They take a wait and see approach. They are not nearly as sophisticated on data as other large counterparts in their peer class. They're much more likely to describe themselves as friendly versus results oriented, as examples again in their culture. And sadly, they know they lag behind. They're much more likely to give themselves low marks when it comes to evaluating how competitive they think they even are against their peers when it comes to digital capabilities. So you kind of see both ends of the spectrum. It's not about size.
Yeah.
It's about the mindset. It's mind over matter in this case. Yeah, and we really do see both ends of the spectrum, that it really is about how you combine technology, culture, and strategy to really being the most digitally mature on the curve.
Right. And that really exemplifies that saying that technology is the ultimate field leveler or level.
It's the equalizer. It's the absolute ultimate equalizer.
Yeah,
yes, it is.
Doesn't matter your size, for sure. Oh, my gosh.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. That is, I mean, yeah, my jaw is on the floor with the $500 million one. I mean, that gives a lot of, I think, a lot of smaller financial institutions a lot of hope, I guess.
That's
or like, hey, you know what? We can do this. There are the tools out there, obviously. So that's actually really positive, I think, in this respect, especially for those folks. So the $5 billion folks, well.
take a look, right? Look at the study and you'll see, you can kind of see where your institution might be. And what I would say as a vendor that gets the privilege of serving these financial institutions, the one thing I would leave your listeners with is, listen, challenge your vendors. Challenge your vendors to do better, to keep you ahead of the curve, because what you find of the most advanced, it's not just their cultural mindset of their internal ranks, it's the way they work with partners in their ecosystem. They are much more likely to be pushing their vendors to move forward rather than waiting for their vendors to push them. Mm-hmm. So I would say if your vendors are not answering the call and ensuring that you are have the tools to be competitive in the market, push your vendor community forward so that we can all get better as an ecosystem and service to the end users.
That's great advice. Great advice. And speaking of, it kind of segues nicely into my next question, lessons learned in this study. Because one of the ones that you actually alluded to at the very top was digital maturity is linked to revenue growth. So Correct. You want to continue on that one as far as a lesson learned here?
So we actually had about 70% of the institutions in the study self-identified. Okay, so we know who they were coming into the study. That means we can actually track call report data, publicly reported data, to check their revenue growth. All the rest, we were able to ask, what was your revenue growth? And what we find is that the most advanced digitally mature institutions report twice the average revenue growth year on year than the least mature. So you got a 2x differential, 20% mm-hmm. growth for the most mature, 10% give or take for the least mature. So when we talk about why does digital maturity matter, especially when you're in the boardroom and you're competing for scarce resources, we can actually point now to a benchmark in this study that says it does matter. And correlation is definitely there when you start to look at the most mature. Mm-hmm. We've talked about the second, which is, look, it's not about size. It's not. So from the most resource capable doesn't mean you're digitally mature. And the least resource capable doesn't mean that you're lagging the market. This is really about the combination of the culture, the strategy, and the technology. Mm-hmm. And third, I would just say, look, this has been an opportunity to do something for the first time in this industry that we think is pretty special, because we've been able to get this feedback from our clients to give the industry a benchmark. This is an actual benchmark that you can actually take a look at the paper and say, where do you think, based on these characteristics that we observed and that we let statistical models tell us the story of what segments emerged, where you think you might be on this curve. So we're pretty excited about that.
Well, and I'm also thinking one of the other reasons behind this research, I mean, and I don't want to take words out of your mouth, but is it to get folks to act? Is it to get credit unions or financial institutions to act in the digital space, because it's 100%, such a game changer?
100%. Yeah. I mean, and I'm so glad you said that, because honestly, I mean, Alchemy exists to help regional and community financial institutions compete against mega banks and win. We believe that we need financial choice and richness of financial choice in this country. And we believe that the institutions we serve are really the heroes of the communities they serve. So as you said earlier, technology is the great equalizer. So how do we basically ensure that the intimacy that these credit unions have become known for over their life of their existence isn't outpaced by technology, by mega banks and others? Yeah. Who can now mimic a hyper-personalized experience using that technology. Mm-hmm. In fact, we want to equip credit unions to use the same technology at a fraction of the price, obviously, to be able to basically continue what they've been known for in their communities, which is that intimacy, member knowledge, the member support, financial wellness, and actually serve their members even better so that they can continue to win new accounts over. So absolutely, if it helps credit unions make decisions on where their investment should go, we'd be very happy with that outcome of the study.
Yeah, no doubt. And as you're talking, I'm thinking about that old saying, keeping up with the Joneses. You know, it's always kind of had a negative connotation. I think in this case, it's actually pretty good, because when you compare yourself to your peers, like, okay, we can do better. And especially when you're a $5 billion shop looking at a $500 million shop and they're more advanced than you are. Are you kidding
That's right.
Let's put the foot on the accelerator, please.
Right. And I think it shows, you know, the old adage, culture eats strategy. Yeah. There's that you see that in spades in the study. But then I would say strategy eats technology, right? So it's your strategy governs your technology decisions. So as long as you have the right strategy, and again, you're linking the culture to that, and then your technology serves that strategy, that's where you start to see the trifecta of where these high-performing organizations really stand apart from the rest.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Oh my gosh, this is such good stuff here, Allison. Thank you and the folks at Alchemy for doing something like this. This is really cool. This is really, again, like you said, it sets the bar, gives you kind of a 64,000 foot view of what's going on out there and what can be accomplished even by folks that might be a little bit smaller than you. So I think it's a fantastic, actually, I think it's quite the eye opener. for a lot of folks.
Thank you. Well, we are truly thrilled. It's our pleasure to bring in, and I can only thank the remarkable Alchemy client community for pushing us forward. Yeah. They obviously knew what they were doing because they push Alchemy to be better every day. It's just our pleasure and privilege to serve our clients. So if this is helpful to the broader market, which I hope it will be, we are really thrilled to offer it.
Good deal. All righty. Well, anything else to add to wrap up here, Allison? I know you have a busy day. I don't want to monopolize your time too much, but any final thoughts on this before I let you get back to work?
No, I just want to thank you. Remember, it's about the size of the fight and the dog, not about the size of the dog and the fight. So get the fight in you and get after it.
Well said. All right, Allison, thank you so much for this today. And then we'll put a link in the show notes to the study or the research as well, so people can get right to it and dig a little bit deeper than we did today. So yeah,
good stuff. Appreciate it, Mike. Thank you so much.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.